It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, July 21st, 2017. Today is the birthday of Canadian philosopher and professor Marshall McLuhan, born in Edmonton, Alberta in 1911. Today his work is viewed as a cornerstone in the study of media theory as well as having practical applications in advertising and television. He was educated at the University of Manitoba and at Cambridge. He began his teaching career as a professor of English at several universities in the United States and Canada before moving to the University of Toronto, where he remained for the rest of his life. McLuhan is known for coining the expression, "the medium is the message," and the term "global village," and for predicting the World Wide Web almost 30 years before it was invented. He was a regular fixture in media discourse in the late 1960s. In the years after his death, he has continued to be a controversial figure in academic circles. With the arrival of the Internet, however, interest has renewed in his work and his perspective. In the early 1950s, McLuhan began the Communication and Culture Seminars at the University of Toronto, funded by the Ford Foundation. As his reputation grew, he received a growing number of offers from other universities, and to keep him, Toronto created the Center for Culture and Technology in 1963. He published his first major work during this period, The Mechanical Bride. It was an examination of the effect of advertising on society and culture. He remained at Toronto through 1979, spending much of his time as head of the Center for Culture and Technology. McLuhan was named to the Albert Schweitzer Chair in Humanities at Fordham University in the Bronx for 1 year in 1967. Afterward, he returned to Toronto, where he taught for the rest of his life and lived in Wychwood Park, a bucolic enclave on a hill overlooking the city's downtown. In 1970, he was made a Companion of the Order of Canada. He and his wife, Corinne, had 6 children. The costs associated with rearing such a large family eventually drove him to advertising work and accepting frequent consulting and speaking engagements for large corporations, including IBM and AT&T. In September 1979, he suffered a stroke which affected his ability to speak. The University of Toronto's School of Graduate Studies tried to close his research center shortly thereafter, but was deterred by substantial protests, most notably by Woody Allen. Allen's Oscar-winning motion picture Annie Hall, which was released in 1977, featured McLuhan in a cameo performance as himself, a pompous academic arguing with Allen in front of a cinema. Allen is bluntly silenced by McLuhan, who suddenly barks, "You know nothing of my work." This was actually one of McLuhan's most frequent statements to and about those who disagreed with him. He never fully recovered from the stroke and died in his sleep on December 31, 1980. He is buried in Holy Cross Cemetery at Thornhill in the York Regional Municipality of Ontario. The tablet that marks his grave is inscribed with the words, "The truth shall make you free." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 21st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.